Hey guys, welcome back to Mindset Managed, the podcast about mental health, life, and having confidence in who you are. Today, I wanted to talk about what my New Year's motto is going to be. I know it's a bit early, we've still got time to go, but I've obviously been thinking about this. I've been thinking about it for a while, and it's kind of funny that my motto, like the intention of the year for me, like the phrase or the words that I want to bring into the new year with me, has changed. I've thought of different ones and kind of decided that I wanted to go a different direction. This year, my motto was to stop thinking small. So I wanted to ensure that I went big and I didn't try to put myself into a corner, shrink and do the easy things, but to do big things, to make big decisions, to be more confident. And that was all well and good. And I feel that parts of this year, yes, I have done that. But other parts, I feel like I let myself down a little bit. And I think it's because there was so much pressure that kind of went into the idea of not thinking small. But then again, as I say that, in the same breath, I do feel like I have accomplished that. I have done things this year, doing things this year that have been big changes, that have been good things, things that I just went, hey, let me try it, let's see what happens. And that's been good. It's been really good to just do things without thinking too much and just do the big things and just hope that, you know, it works out. So for next year, the first thing that I came up with is that I wanted to have the motto intention over action. So basically, what I choose to do is less important than why I choose to do it. Let me explain. So I think it's very important that we don't just do things, we don't just act without thinking about it. Instead, we take a step back and we think, why am I doing this? What is the reason for this? Because at the end of the day, our motivations, our intentions need to be strong enough in order to push us to actually do things, to actually succeed at things. So I felt like that was really important, that I focused on the intentions behind the things that I'm doing, the things that I'm saying, the things that I feel and all that. Rather than just doing things blindly. I never quite do things blindly, and so that wasn't as strong of a motivator for me. And so the other motto that I came up with was just basically possibilities. It's a word, a nice easy word. I wanted to think about the possibilities. I keep thinking that each day has a new possibility, each week, each month, each year has new possibilities for me, and that I should wake with that hope, that faith that something a new opportunity can come to me at any point, that there are many possibilities, many options available to me. And that's a really comforting feeling when you feel like you're kind of trapped or stuck, which is definitely something I've felt a lot this year. And so instead, I wanted to go into the new year thinking that there's an abundance of possibilities at my fingertips, at my disposal, that are around me that I can get. And that was really comforting. But again, it wasn't quite exactly what I wanted. And so the other motto I came up with was think less, do more. But again, it kind of felt like the intention and action thing. It was me taking a step back and saying, okay, don't think, just do. And in a way, that is very important for me personally, because like I say, I do think about things a bit too much sometimes. I can sometimes think myself into a corner, get myself afraid of things because I'm thinking too much. Definitely something I want to work on. Definitely something that's still very important for me for next year. I want to take life less seriously, stop putting so much weight on every single decision, every single thing that I do. But at the same time, it's not what I want to be the overall guiding force, the North Star of the year. So that's something I want to bear in mind, but not the very forefront of the year for me. So what is important for me? What is the forefront of the year? My motto is to see things clearly. So for me, this ties in everything that I've just said. For me, this ties in intention. It ties in thinking less and doing things more just because you want to. Taking things less seriously, seeing the possibilities. All of these things, that for me is seeing things clearly. To see things as they are. For me, I am somebody with anxiety. I am somebody who overthinks. I have low confidence. Something that I've worked on, something that's definitely become a lot better in the last couple of years. And something that I continue to work on, will continue to work on forever. But that being said, those parts of me, those perhaps weaker parts of me, can often make me see things inaccurately. I see things as kind of negative. I go out and find problems where there aren't any. I'm easily dissatisfied or sad or scared. And there are times where if I had thought less, or if I could just see the truth of a situation, the truth of a person, the truth of myself, then I would have the satisfaction that I look for. I would be happier, I'd be healthier, I'd be less afraid, because I would be seeing things as they are rather than seeing them through this blackened veil of fear or over analysis, you know? So for me to see things clearly, it means seeing myself as I am and being confident in that person, loving that person. The podcast from last week was about remembering who I am, remembering who you are. And I think that's so important, because a lot of us kind of lose sight of who we really are, lose sight of the great things that we've done or the great things that we used to do that we wish we still did. We have the ability to still do those things, to still be that person, but we lose it. And I really want to get that part of me back, to get back to the confident Shana who used to do things, you know, because she knew she could do them. I want to see myself as the beautiful, as the strong, as the smart, as the creative woman that I am, the creative, amazing woman that I used to see myself as, that I kind of lost along the way. Seeing things clearly for me means not letting anxiety and fear cloud my judgment and decision making. I want to see things as they are, to be able to use logic over my emotions. Like, it's very important to follow your emotions, to follow your gut, to follow your heart, to follow your spirit at times. But at other times, you need to be able to silence all that murkiness that can go on, because it can confuse you sometimes. Sometimes you just need to see things as black and white, see things as what they are right in front of you, to simplify things in a way. Because I know for me, I really do complicate things sometimes. Like when I was deciding whether I should study again, whether I should go back to university, I thought about it so much. I wrote so many pros and cons lists. I spoke to loads of people about it. I read up about it. I did like lists of like, okay, so what did I do back then that I could do differently now? How have I changed from 4 years ago, meaning that I'll be able to study better now? I started over analyzing the situation so much that I almost decided not to do it. But at the end of the day, when I think about things clearly, when I see things clearly, if I simplify that decision and just say, hey, I might as well give it a go because it's something I'm interested in. If I don't like it, it doesn't work out, I fail, I quit, whatever, that's fine. At least I'll know. I will not die, the world will not end if I do this and it doesn't work out. But in doing it, I get the answers I'm looking for, I know whether it's going to work or it's not, and I can put that decision, that fear, that worry to bed, knowing that it wasn't right for me, or that, hey, yeah, great, I succeeded, you know? I want to make more decisions like that in 2020. I want to see things clearly, I want to be more logical, I want to simplify and say, yes, I can do this, or no, I won't do that, and it's fine, and I'll move forwards. And that's definitely with taking life less seriously. It's thinking less. It's seeing the possibilities, and it's just going for it with the right intentions, with an authentic, clear head. That's what I want for 2020. I also want to see the people that I love as they are. I don't want to let petty fights ruin things. So many times I can look at the people that I love and start thinking, well, why would you say that? Or why are you disagreeing with me? Or why would you do that? And at the end of the day, little things just don't matter. What's more important is our relationship. If I love that person and if they love me, then we should be able to set aside our differences, set aside that little disagreement or that encounter that went wrong. What's more important is our relationship. It's what's more important is who they are, not what they did or said once in a blue moon, you know, because the people I love, I know that they're great people and they don't mean to hurt me when they hurt me, and I don't mean to hurt them when I hurt them. And so one mood or one wrong word, one wrong action should not cause them to be the villain. It shouldn't cause a big blow up, a big fight. Instead, I should be able to step back and see them clearly and say they're just in a bad mood, or they've had a bad week, or something's just happened and they didn't mean to say or do what they did. And you know, vice versa. To see things and people from a bigger picture, from the truth of who they are, rather than assuming the worst and zooming in on one scenario and thinking that it means something bad about them as a whole, when of course it doesn't. Seeing things clearly also for me means being grateful for the blessings that I have. I can sometimes play the victim. I'm not going to lie. I can be like, woe is me. I'm having to study again at 25. I'm not got the money that I'd like, so I can't move out. And, you know, I've got these family pressures. I've got this partner pressures. And, oh, woe is me. I have to work a job I don't like. Woe is me. My story isn't exactly where I wanted to be yet. And so I can't publish it and can't make millions. Like, you know, when you zoom in on all the negatives, you only see the negatives. And you can be blind to the great blessings that you have in your life. Next year, I want to see clearly, to see my life for the blessings that I have. For how lucky I am. How safe I am. I have a roof over my head. I have a mom who will let me and my partner and my dog live under her roof. I have friends that care about me, friends who support me in my dreams, a partner who supports me in my dreams, a partner who I can travel with, I can laugh with, I can try new things with, somebody who wants to marry me, somebody who wants to have my children. I have an extended family, his side of the family, who love and appreciate me as well, who check in on me all the time. I have money from a job that, you know, would I rather not work there? Of course, if I didn't have to work there, then that would be good. Like what I mean by that is if I'd succeeded in my writing career, then that would be obviously more favourable. But I'm really lucky. I'm so blessed to, one, have a job that fits around my new routine. Two, to have such great co-workers because I've fit in with them straight away. They're all so friendly, so funny, so genuine that I've just found, you know, friends as soon as I started. I'm so lucky to have that. And managers that understand you and, like, you know, speak to you, have a laugh with you, and a paycheck at the end of the month. I could be unemployed. I could be working a job that is so much worse. This job is not bad at all. Not at all. It's a really good job. And I'm so lucky to have that. And I should be grateful for that. I should be singing my gratitude every single day. And that is what I want to do next year. I want to continue to be grateful for those things that I used to think were negatives, but they're not. They're not at all. I should be grateful that I even get to study, because there are so many people in the world who don't get the access to education that we get in the UK. I am lucky that I'm intelligent enough and well-read and brought up well in order to be able to study in this manner, to be able to teach myself so many things. I am blessed in that way, and I'm grateful for it, and I want to see things clearly. I keep seeing how beautiful my life is, how lucky I am to have who I have, to have what I have, to be able to do what I can do, and to be me. I am grateful for all those things. Seeing things clearly also means following your intuition and your inner guide. For me, I'm very much an intuitive person. I'm an INFJ, if anybody knows the personality types from Myers-Briggs. I am an INFJ, which means I'm very intuitive. I follow my intuition. I love the idea of intuition. Sometimes I can become clouded by, you know, anxiety or looking at things wrong. But I want to see things clearly next year, to be able to follow and trust myself, to follow and trust my inner intuition and guide, to know that I am being guided in the right direction, even when I'm not quite sure how things connect. Because it's only when things get further down the line that we can see how the dots connect. It's usually in retrospect that we see how they connect, and I think that's a beautiful thing, and I want to trust that more rather than fretting and fearing and trying to predict what's happening and control what's happening and force it to all be perfect and for it all to make sense, because sometimes things just don't make sense yet, and you've just got to breathe, trust, have confidence in yourself, and just go for it and see what happens. I want to do that with more of a clear mindset next year. This means doing what feels right, what feels good, not what is necessarily easy or, you know, put upon me from external forces. So that means for me that I need to trust, like I say, my gut, trust my decision making, to know what is right, to see things clearly for this is what is best for me. Not what's easiest, not what somebody else told me to do, but this is what's best and for me. This is what's good for me, and to be able to make that decision confidently. And lastly, seeing things clearly, it means writing from my heart. Obviously, writing is very much a part of who I am. I hope that it continues to be a part of who I am. And so with my creativity, with my writing, I want to make sure that I'm seeing things clearly with that as well, to know that I don't have to fear the blank page. I don't have to fear that it's not perfect yet. When you're writing a first draft, it's supposed to be messy. And I want to see that it's okay for it to be messy. It's okay for it to be imperfect. It's okay to make mistakes. But to write anyway, to keep filling the pages anyway, to allow myself to grow as I go, as I practice, rather than expecting to be perfect straight away. I want to see myself as this writer clearly, to know that I am on the right path and that every word I put on the page is getting me closer to my dream, and that even with setbacks, I will still reach that end goal. I will still get to where I want to go, and that every single day I am growing as a writer, which is a beautiful thing. I want to see that, and I want to write clearly about what's important to me. I want to write clearly about life and about the world, about characters and magic and everything. I want to see myself and my journey clearly, and I want to see the literal writing process more clearly, rather than having this fear, this anguish, this overanalysis, to keep thinking that, oh, this is going to be a published book, so it has to be perfect straight away. It doesn't. I need to breathe and find that love, that excitement, that fun with the writing process again. I really hope that I can gain that for next year. There you have it, guys. That's my guiding motto, my thoughts for next year. 2020 for me is all about seeing things clearly, to clear my mind, clear my heart, clear my head of all the clutter that I've accumulated over the years, and finally just get back to basics, see things from a clearer standpoint, to breathe and see with perspective, with intuition, with intention, to take action without overthinking and stressing myself out and overanalysis, to just live life less seriously and have fun again, to live again and be happy again, because we're going into a new decade and life's too short to waste it being tired and anxious and stressed and all those other things. So I hope that you're starting to think about 2020 and what you want to bring into this new decade. I hope that you have a really great motto, a real great guiding force for the year, and that it manifests something beautiful for you. I have a feeling that it will for me too. Take care, guys, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye.